Yes, there were some problems in the schedule, so make sure that you are on the right session. And this talk will be given by Brian Piccolo. And yeah, let's start.
Great, thank you very much. So I guess I get the last talk of the day. So I appreciate everyone for coming. It means a lot to me that you stay for this. We developed a shiny app called Dynamic Assessment of Microbial Ecology, which we, for shorthand, call DAME. My name is Brian Piccolo, and I'm assistant professor in nutritional biology at the Arkansas Children's Nutrition Center. Our primary funding comes from the United States Department of Agriculture. All right, so we built this shiny app for, of course, it's shiny, so it's dynamic and interactive. But we really wanted to explore microbial sequencing data. And we're at a children's hospital in Little Rock, and we're also part of the Department of Pediatrics at a medical school. So we deal with a lot of clinician scientists who don't have a lot of working knowledge of R, but want to use the most up-to-date tools for analyses and visualization of microbial data. So we really wanted to build a shiny app that would give them the flexibility to dynamically select their experimental groups that they are analyzing, and also provide the ability to run the different phyla taxonomic levels in parallel in an easy-to-use and user-friendly app. Right now, we're currently configured for 16S rRNA gene amplicon sequencing. This is the primary data that we generate, but we're quickly moving into more metagenomic and metatranscriptomic data, so we'll likely update this app as we get a better feel for that data. The packages that we've utilized for the primary analysis in our apps are PhyloSeq, Vegan, and DE-Seq2. And for visualization, we try to use D3 JavaScript libraries, so we use the DT package for tabular outputs and HiCharter and Scatter-D3 for the outputs. Right now, it is available online and live and free to anybody to use. It's on the Shiny.io servers, and it's also available for local installation at the GitHub repository. So I'm going to get in a demonstration here real fast, but I just want to make sure everyone's up to speed with the example data set that I'm going to be using. This is data that we recently published. We're at a nutrition center looking at early childhood nutrition. So this study was looking at the early effect of feeding on the gut microbiota in a neonatal piglet model. So there's three diets, sow-fed group, so this is mother's milk for the pigs, and then two formula groups. And then we surveyed four locations in the gastrointestinal tract, so three sites in the small intestine and one in the distal colon. Okay, so this is DAME, and this is what you'll see when it loads. There's a little bit of background, a small set of instructions, which we're going to greatly expand at the GitHub site, and then we have this screenshot of an Excel file. DAME requires only two files to run. You need a biome file, which is a standard file format for microbial sequencing data, and you'll typically get it through the end of a informatics pipeline that will do the alignments and OTU picking. And for those that aren't familiar with OTUs, those are operational taxonomic units, which are clusters of sequence reads that you can kind of think of as a bacterial species. So in this biome file, you need to have the count data linked to the OTUs, and you also need the taxonomic information linked to the OTUs as well. And it needs to be in HDF5 format, which I believe, and I have to talk to the fellow that does this, but I believe it's the typical file that's in the CHIME output. But if it goes through a different informatics pipeline, it'll just need to be converted to HDF5 format. The other file that we require is a CSV file of your metadata. And right now, this would all be classification data. But it must have a column that has the sample IDs that match to the biome file. And that's how DAME will sync those two files and allow for this dynamic selection of experimental groups, which I'll show here in just a second. So when you have those files, you can just go to the import data file. It's pretty blank right now. I want to point out the other tabs that will do the alpha diversity, beta diversity, so the more ecology measurements and the differential abundance. They're disabled right now, and that's because we really took care to make sure that the user knows what data they want to analyze before they move on to the analysis. And let me get this data loaded so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So the BOM file will be uploaded here, and this the metadata here. We also have a optional upload widget for phylogenetic tree data for tree-based distant metrics. So you've seen stuff render. For time's sake, I'm not going to get too much into details about this first part, but you get a little bit of descriptive statistics about your overall data, and then taxa level statistics as well. And these can be looked at different taxonomic levels as well. This is with the DT package, so it's interactive. You can download, you can expand it, and sort. But scrolling down a little bit, this is where we really think that Dame kind of steps further than some of the other available apps right now. So as you can see here, this rendered the metadata that was loaded on the CSV file. And so let's say our question for our data was, what are the diet effects within the duodenum of these piglets? Well, we have several locations there that we don't need our analysis, so we can quickly deselect these and then finalize our data. And so if we scroll back up, we now see that the tabs are available and we can continue with our analysis. But let's say when we start doing beta diversity, we see that we have some outliers. Well, we can come back to this import data page and unselect the samples that we saw were outliers, and then refinalize the data and continue our data workflow. You get other descriptions of the finalized data as well, so you can see the statistics on those. And I think I'm speeding through this talk. So now we can look at alpha diversity. And for those that are not familiar with alpha diversity, this is sort of your distribution of bacteria or OTUs within a sample. So you can look at measures of richness or evenness within a sample. And this kind of architecture here, where you have a few selections that's managed by a control button, is how it's set up within the other tabs. So here you can run all of the taxa levels all at once, or you can select whichever ones you want. So for time's sake, I'm going to just look at phylum and class. And let's say we want to look at some more of richness measurements, so observed and the Cal1 index. And for the groups that we want to analyze, we have the selections that we have from our metadata, but if you notice, we don't have location anymore because we only have one group there, so it dynamically updates the downstream widgets as well. And then once we hit finalize, we start seeing some rendering. We have some downloading options here. If we want to download the plotting data, for we've had scientists that prefer their own non-R program to make their plots, so they could make the plots that they want. And then here you can download the actual calculations of the alpha diversity. But below is where we have the outputs, and the format is we have these sections here that have a figure and a table. As you can see, this is the phylum level, and down here this is the class level. So it rendered the calculations for the taxonomic levels that we chose. This bar graph is made with the high charter package. So as you saw, it's interactive. You can click off the groups and resize the graphics, and there's several downloadable options as well. There's also the alpha diversity ANOVA results here, and currently we just have ANOVA implemented, but in future releases we will expand this. This is also made with the DT package, so it's downloadable. Here are the two beta diversity, or excuse me, the alpha diversity indices. We formatted the table so it looks like it's publication ready. So this is your mean and standard error. And then we have the p-value at the end as well. And so we see there's a significant effective diet in the duodenum at both phylum and class level. So beta diversity, same thing. We have taxonomic selection, group selection for Permanova. You can do how many select the number of permutations, and then a control button. These right here will give you your beta diversity parameters and your ordination method. Let's say we want to look at genus, or excuse me, the phylum and OTU level, and we want to look at diet again and run. And again, we see a similar architecture with a plot and a table. These here will dynamically update the plots, so they react in real time. So if we want to look at non-metric multidimensional scaling, they react in real time. And then you can change the color mapping variables and the shape, and some advanced options as well. So here we see OTU level. This is made with a scattered D3 plot, so this is fully interactive but independent of the other sections. So you can get more information from that. This is with the this is a Permanova output using the Adonis packet, or the Adonis function from the vegan package. So we see that there it looks like there is a significant group effect in the Jaccard index. And lastly, we have differential abundance using the DEC2 package. This was based on the workload from the PhiloSeq group at Stanford and their PLOS 1 paper. We use negative binomial regression since microbial data has zero inflation and over dispersion. But again, you can pick different taxa levels. We'll stick with phylum. We give two different tests, the wall test for pairwise comparisons and the likelihood ratio for just overall group comparisons. So we run it, and we get a couple more widgets. So we can look at different groups for the negative binomial calculations. It gives all of the pairwise comparisons. So we can look at milk versus soy, and we see that these here update in real time. This table is based on the DEC2 table outputs. It's a modified version of that. The full version is available with all of the pairwise comparisons here. Again, this is a interactive table, so you can sort and so forth. The box plot is used high charter. It defaults to the taxa with the lowest p value, but if we want to look at cyanobacteria, we can quickly do that, and it updates. It's on the counts, but we can switch to percent abundance for publications, and it can show all groups if there's more than two groups. So that's about it. We just kept these core features. There's other apps out there that are more comprehensive, but we really want to focus on what we felt was be the minimum for publications. Lastly, I just want to thank the authors of all the packages that are front-loaded in this Shiny app. So really appreciate all of their hard work, and I also want to thank the R community and especially Stack Overflow community. Without that medium, I would never have been able to build this. So appreciate your time, and we'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. We have time for some questions. Who is going to start?
Hi, my name is Leo Lahti, and I also work on human microbiomics. So I would like to ask if this has phylogenetic tree-aware methods like Unifrag or other ones.
Yeah, so it doesn't have the capability to actually graph the tree, but you can upload the phylogenetic tree, and right now it will allow for Unifrac and weighted UniFrac and the with the double principal component analysis metrics for beta diversity. But that's something we want to add to visualize the phylogenetic trees.
Other questions? I guess that you are all thinking about lunch. So, let's go there. Thank you again.